www.thebrainfarm.com.
Hour number three, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231, Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give away all the features there, so enjoy those. They're on us, freetalklive.com. We were talking last hour about the war in Iraq, and Spike has been waiting very patiently through the news. Spike, you're on Free Talk Live, calling from Indiana. Spike.
Hey, Spike.
Spike going once. Maybe Spike didn't wait so patiently. Mm-hmm. Spike going twice. All right. Well, maybe he's just not available. We'll put him on hold, see if we can get him back on the line. 1-800-259-9231. So we were talking about the war in Iraq and how Bush is blundering around still with this this war of his and asking or requiring 21,500 new soldiers to show up in Iraq, most of them going to Baghdad to essentially double the occupying force in Baghdad. And as the article that we read last hour pointed out, this is going to put our troops in even greater jeopardy because it's going to allow them to stay and guard certain areas where they normally would have checked out an area, cleared it, and moved on. Then the area would have filled back in with insurgents. So now they're going to want the troops to stay where they are, which is going to inevitably invite more attacks.
Right. It's easier to find them to attack.
So not good news coming out of Iraq. Continually, it seems like it's just getting worse. The quagmire increasing in its density, if you will.
And they're still relatively safe if they're only going after the Sunnis, but if they start messing around with the Shiites, they're going to be overwhelmed.
So with that in mind, we'll continue sort of on the war footing and go to the anti-war groups, those protesters who have been apparently under a watchful eye by the federal government. What's happening, Wayne?
That's right. There was a story today in the Washington Post about protesters found in a major government database on the ACLU, which we may not agree with on all issues, but they're questioning the entries in the Defense Department system. The article reads, a Defense Department database devoted to gathering information on potential threats to military facilities and personnel, known as Talon, had 13,000 entries as of a year ago, including 2,821 reports involving American citizens, according to an internal Pentagon memo to be released today by the American Civil Liberties Union. The Pentagon memo says an examination of the system led to the deletion of 1,131 reports involving Americans, 186 of which dealt with anti-military protests or demonstrations in the U.S. Titled Review of the Talon Reporting System, the four-page memo produced in February of 2006 summarizes some interim results from an inquiry ordered by then-Defense Secretary Donald L. H. Rumsfeld after disclosure in December 2005 that the system had collected and circulated data on anti-military protests and other peaceful demonstrations. Now, if you can you believe that?
Yes, but I can't believe the problems we're having with your microphone, Wayne.
Oh, boy, it's one of those bad microphones.
It's another problem again here, and it's just stopped. So
it just stopped.
Continue.
Good. So anyway, so there's an organization, I guess, called the Counterintelligence Field Activity, CIFA. It's the Defense Department agency that manages the Talon program. And the ACLU said in its own report that the past disclosures about Talon cried out for congressional oversight, yet Congress was silent. And it said it, the new memo indicated there may be even more disturbing information to discover and declared. It's time for Congress to act. The ACLU noted that the memo showed that Talon reports had much wider circulation than previously disclosed, with about 28 organizations and about 3,589 individuals authorized to submit reports or have access to the database.
So you're saying they had thousands of entries on anti-war protesters and protest groups and that a whole bunch of people in the federal government had access to them?
Not just the federal government. The organizations with access include various military agencies as well as state, federal, and local law enforcement officials. Interesting, the militarization of the police here. Now, the CIFA was established in 2002 in the aftermath of the September 11th terrorist attacks, originally to coordinate the counterterrorism and counterintelligence operations of the various branches and agencies of the Defense Department. It has grown rapidly over the last 4 years, but not without problems. Along with the discovery of the Talon data collection, CIFA was linked to lobby and earmarking activities that led to the conviction of former Congressman Randy Duke Cunningham, Republican from California. Burt and his top...
These black programs, they're just ripe for politicians to, do these underhanded deals with, because obviously they're not inspected.
That's right.
How does a politician tie into this?
There was money given to the Talon program.
Yes.
There's no oversight on it.
So wait, money's given to the Talon program and then given back to the politicians?
What
happens sometimes is the funding of a program like this can benefit certain subcontractors and government contractors.
Mm-hmm. Who are tied into the politicians.
Right. Maybe there's a company in his district that can get a big government contract to provide services or software.
Database software.
Or whatever for this program. And that apparently that's what happened here. And last week, the New York Times disclosed that CIFA had been using national security letters to gather financial data on U.S. citizens, but a Pentagon spokesman said yesterday that such information was for particular investigations and not made part of the Talon database.
Yeah, we actually didn't get to that story. That was a separate issue where it was discovered that the federal government has been poking around through possibly your bank records. Allegedly for terrorism investigations.
Oh, they're definitely in yours, Ian.
Maybe so.
But you haven't done anything wrong. You have nothing to hide. But still, you have the right to privacy because you haven't been doing anything wrong.
So what is this information being used for? The info in the Talon database, the information on the anti-war protesters, is it just sitting there or is it... what's the potential ramification of this besides just it's the government collecting more information on its suspected opponents?
Well, that's true, but what if you get pulled over by a cop locally, mm-hmm. and they have access to all these databases? They pull you over, and maybe this guy's a pro-Bush war guy who's for the war and everything. Well, mm-hmm. he might be a little harsher on you if he labels you as an anti-war protester.
You're an opponent.
You're an opponent, right, yeah. Exactly.
Interesting point. We've certainly seen examples of police taking it out on other people for simply having an anti-Bush bumper sticker on the back of their car. So, interesting observation. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Let's try Spike again in Indiana. Spike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Spike.
Got him this time.
Hey, Spikey.
Can you hear me now?
We got you, bud. What's on your mind?
Okay. The one thing I'm not hearing you guys bring up about the Iraq War is that the original plan from even before it started was not to win the war, but to break up Iraq into three parts and have endless sectarian violence while we build permanent military bases over there and send our guys over there with depleted uranium. So whether they get shot or blown up, they still are carrying depleted uranium around, walking around in the dust and get sick.
Yeah, I've heard really bad things about the depleted uranium thing. But wait, you're claiming the original goal of the war was to divide Iraq into three?
I'm pretty sure Alex. I heard it on Alex Jones that it was the original plan of the Israelis, and it was the plan for the UN, and the Pentagon adopted it before Bush even got elected.
Well, just because you hear something on another radio show doesn't mean it's true.
Or this one, for that matter.
Well, I would say Alex wouldn't put something out there that he hasn't documented.
What is the benefit to
a lot of his facts and his documents? It benefits the New World Order.
What's the benefit to the New World Order to have our troops carrying around depleted uranium?
Because they're the ones that control the banks, and the banks are the ones that are making the most money, and then it trickles down to the defense contractors.
What's that have to do with depleted uranium?
What do you mean? That's going to kill our soldiers whether they get blown up or shot or not.
Why does the New World Order want to kill Americans?
Because they cannot have a New World Order with American military.
Huh?
That's all there is to it.
Well, they can't have a New World Order without a free America.
Exactly. They can't have a new world order as long as America is still a superpower.
Well, they
have to, and that's why they're bringing in. That's why they're bringing in the illegal aliens, telling them, "Hey, come on in, take out the middle class, and then we're not a country anymore. If you don't have a middle class, you don't have a country."
Mm-hmm. Wow, there's just so many claims there. I'm sort of reeling from everything he just said.
I am too.
They're coming at us from every angle, man.
Who is that?
The New World Order, the Rockefellers, all those people from the 60s that did the things back then in Vietnam, they're still running things now. It's a family affair, man. This plan is a 100-year-plus plan.
And they want to do what now?
In 1898.
What is it they want to do? They want to enslave the world? What now?
Exactly right. Okay. You're exactly right.
I want you to hang on and explain to me how they're going to enslave the world. I'd really like to know. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. What's your issue? Is it the right to bear arms? Register now for the February of 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Panelists to include pro-Second Amendment New Hampshire state representatives and gun organizations, as well as Bill Westmiller, the national chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus. Visit freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information and to get registered. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Also, don't forget to join us on our site and experience the Free Talk Live Wiki. wiki.freetalklive.com gets you to it. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com as we go back to Spike in Illinois. Now, Spike, you're one of the people who is a believer in the so-called New World Order, which, as I understand it, is this shadowy group of elite individuals around the world, bankers, politicians, that sort of thing, whose job it is to, well, destroy all freedom and enslave humanity. And
that's what they've been doing.
It seems like a bit of a paranoid delusion on your part, and I'd like for you to explain to me how it is that you believe that the New World Order, so-called, is going to, well, enslave humanity.
President Bush, the first President Bush, said in a speech that the changes were going to bring around a new world order. He sat right there and said it right on TV.
Yeah, I've seen the
fact that I understand that.
Exactly
hold on, just
what he's talking about.
Right, hold on, Spike. Before you go any farther, the fact that he said new world order doesn't mean that there is, in fact, what you're calling a new world order. I mean, because I understand that he said the words, a new world order. That doesn't mean that there's a shadowy group of Bilderbergers out there hoping to destroy the world. That's not the same thing.
He just said the magic word, man. He just said the magic word.
No, the magic word,
evidence,
you created something, there was something created behind the new world order term after he used it.
Okay, so Spike,
Hitler used those essentially
words
too.
Exactly right.
Hitler, and actually that brings me to an interesting quote by Woodrow Wilson shortly after creating the Federal Reserve. He was the one who signed that into law. He said, "I am a most unhappy man. I have unwittingly ruined my country. A great industrial nation is controlled by its system of credit. Our system of credit is concentrated. The growth of a nation, therefore, and all of our activities in the hands of a few men. We have come to be one of the worst ruled, one of the most completely controlled and dominated governments in the civilized world. No longer a government by free opinion, no longer a government by conviction and the vote of the majority, but a government by the opinion and duress of a small group of dominant men." Now, he said this as president before 1920, right around 1914, 1915.
Sure, I don't doubt for a second that the bankers are getting rich off of our fiat currency system. I do doubt that there's a group of Jewish people named the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergers, and the Roosevelts that you know of, Spike. That you know who the heck they are.
Bilderberger is not a family name that I know of. Pardon me if I don't know all the specifics, and you know,
I get a lot of different people calling and making a lot of different claims. All I'm saying is, if there is in fact a new world order, you don't know a damn thing about it.
How in the world could you?
You're some guy in Ohio.
You actually didn't explain anything yet. You just claimed that Bush said the words.
98. My fault. If you want to learn some stuff, there is a book out there by a man named Eustace Mullins, and I watched his little interview with Norman Dodd and some other people attached to it. It was a couple separate interviews where they sat and went through the whole plan, and they knew exactly what.
So, what is the plan? Can you summarize it? What's the plan?
Exactly what they're doing to us now. They've just like he said right there in the quote from the other president there. Who
Woodrow
was
Wilson.
That? Woodrow Wilson.
Yes.
He didn't know what he was doing at the time, but he found out later that he had signed our country over to the bankers. They made the Federal Reserve, and they bribed the congressmen and the senators to put the Federal Reserve in. They are not constitutional.
Okay. Slow down a second here, Spike. I understand where you're coming from. Spike, hang on a second, bud. I understand where you're coming from. And we agree with you that the Federal Reserve is a very bad institution, and the government certainly has enslaved the people in a number of ways, including the income tax. That's certainly slavery. Having to bow down to the diktats of government is definitely slavery. But government enslaves people around the world, African governments, all sorts of despotic governments, South American governments, the governments everywhere enslave their people. To suggest that there's some grand cabal conspiracy overarching all of it is what I'm trying to get you to outline as to how it is that that you believe that there's where's the evidence for it that there's this new world order conspiracy overarching all of the governments of the entire world. I mean, that seems a little bit paranoid.
In Rockefeller's memoirs, number two.
Are you still just talking?
Aaron Rousseau,
have you just been talking the whole time?
Testify. Aaron Rousseau will testify that the words came out of Nick Rockefeller's mouth.
Yeah, I understand. Spike.
This.
Spike.
So why,
I understand.
Yeah, I understand.
Are you going to listen or are you just going to preach to us? Okay. Now then, since you just continued to talk while I asked you the questions, I'm going to ask it to you again. There are despotic governments around the world that are enslaving their people, including the United States. Are you suggesting that they're all tied together by this so-called New World Order? Spike in Illinois.
And they are. Who's buying up our toll roads? The King of Spain. He owns Sentra. They're going around buying up all our roads, making them into toll roads.
Okay.
They're
going to
make
that,
our
that point's a little irrelevant. I don't know. Is the King
right.
of Spain a Rockefeller?
It's all part of it. He's in the Bilderberger group with the rest of them.
What about the
Beatrix of Spain, the Queen of England?
What about
do you see why this, do you see why this is difficult for people to get a hold of? I don't even know what you're talking
exactly
about, toll
right.
roads and the King of Spain.
Exactly
I mean,
right.
It,
I know. That's why I'm in, and I'm putting out the information. Don't believe me. Go look it up for yourself.
Have you read the book by G. Edward Griffin called The Creature from Jekyll Island?
I saw a video on the book. Yes, I did.
Okay. Just interesting. I don't know, Ian and Mark, if you've ever read that book.
I've heard about it. No, I haven't read it.
Yes, it all comes down to the money. See, there are a lot of despotic governments around the world who basically their currencies are derivatives of the dollar now, including Mexico. So our biggest export in the United States is dollars now, and we use those dollars to control other countries and to basically prop up dictators. And, I mean, I understand what he's saying. There's some really good books on the subject, and it all comes down to the money.
Well, there's no doubt. You're not going to get any disagreement here on Free Talk Live that the monetary system is screwed up. It's just the idea that there's this worldwide conspiracy is what's ludicrous to me. You're saying, Spike, that that African rulers and South American rulers all get together and plot to enslave their people more? They don't have
Hugo,
to do that.
Hugo Chavez isn't part of it. He doesn't like them. He doesn't like those people. He wants his country to be his country.
The problem
he doesn't
is,
want other people to have control over it.
Right.
That's why he would deal with Bush on oil. I'm sorry to run over you there.
Oh, no, it's okay, Spike. I was going to say that Hugo Chavez happens to be a communist, which we're against.
Yeah, he is.
But he is. The positive side is he's trying to keep his country a sovereign nation and not be part of the U.S. dollar system.
So the New World Order doesn't actually want to control the whole world, it's just the United States? Is that the idea?
No,
they're using the United States as an engine to take over the world. If you look at the countries that we've attacked, we haven't attacked any countries that were thought that had central banks.
So they want to take over the world, how exactly?
Through the central bank, the IMF and the central bank. That's what we're doing in Iraq. They didn't have a central bank. And so we went in and
I agree with you, Mark. Hey, Spike, thanks for the call, man. I agree with you, Mark. It's just way too much for anybody to even possibly understand. More's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian Hewitt.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there. It is completely free. Get signed up for the updates whenever there's something fresh to announce. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. We just got off the phone with Spike in Indiana, making the claim that many callers have made in the past, and that is that there's a global conspiracy, the New World Order. They're taking over the world and enslaving everyone, except for Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. He's not in on it. I mean, if the New World Order is so powerful and so prolific, then why is it that they don't? There are certain things I just don't understand about this, and I've never gotten a straight answer from the conspiracy crowd. Why is it that they don't shut down people who are revealing the conspiracy? Isn't it dangerous to them to have people out there on the radio talking out against the Federal Reserve?
Well, that's true. The tactic has been, from what I understand, I mean, I don't buy into this stuff completely, but I keep an open mind to it because some of it makes sense and some doesn't. But
well, it makes sense, before you go on, it makes sense that there are people in search of power, for sure. It makes sense that those people in search of power have put in certain mechanisms in order to enhance their power and enrich themselves, a la the Federal Reserve, the federal government, that's that sort of thing. But to claim that there's this conspiracy that arches the world and there are people meeting in secret places with secret people having secret discussions about how to take control of all of humanity, that just seems to be a little bit nutso.
Yeah, evidently, there is documentation these meetings take place. We don't know what's said there, but there is documentation, and there have been people photographing and even videotaping some of these people going into these meetings. So this is not something that's made up. I mean, this group does exist, and there's several groups that exist. There isn't just one, but nobody really knows what's said or done in these meetings.
Right, like it could be anything. Rich people do have a tendency to do business with rich people, and if you had the kind of money that, let's say, the Rockefellers do, you can't hang out with anyone. Because everybody's
your money.
Always after your money. Right. The only people you can hang out with are other rich people, because at the very least, you know, they may be snotty, they may not have very good taste, they may be, you know, not much fun to hang out with, but at the very least, you know they're not hanging out with you for your money, or in hopes of getting your money. They're hanging out with you because you've got money like them, and that kind of thing. So, you know, it's kind of like you getting a bunch of friends, you know, who are in the worst neighborhood in town. Well, when you guys go out to eat, you're going to want to go out to eat, and they're going to expect you to pay because you make a heck of a lot more money than they do. And that's going to be how it is always with these people. I don't know.
So you're saying it's speculation what goes on in these
meetings.
It's
absolutely speculation. Right. It just, to me, you know, to... I do believe that bankers control these central banks, and I believe that these central banks are dangerous organizations with their fiat currencies.
Sure.
And I think all that stuff's terrible. I think if you outline the rabbit hole any farther than that, then it just looks nutty.
It really does. And that's coming from that's a message coming from Mark and Ian, who are relatively open-minded. I think we're open-minded to this as well. It's just that I understand that you're going to drive people away from the legitimate message of Federal Reserve bad, fiat currency bad, the legitimate communication that you're trying to make by claiming the New World Order is trying to take over the world.
Right.
And there's these sensationalist claims that are just backed up by theory and conjecture. And again, when it comes down to it, and you take a closer look and you listen to what some of the people who are pushing the New World Order subscribe to, they not only do they agree, they agree with us on the Federal Reserve, but they also subscribe to all sorts of other paranoid kookery, like chemtrails and all sorts of other just nutso conspiracy theories that have absolutely no basis in fact.
I like the weather controlling thing in Alaska.
That's another one.
Harp or whatever.
Speculation and based on no evidence. And then they get into the evil conspiracy theories where, for instance, Hunter S. Thompson died last year, and the conspiracy theorists immediately came out with, well, it was a New World Order that was that took him out. He was too close. He was investigating. I forget what he was looking into at the time of his death. But there, you know, there were some circumstances that were kind of like, ooh, you know, maybe something did happen. And it was interesting and everything. But those suggestions make these people believe that the New World Order is this unstoppable force, that it's this unstoppable group of the most elite power mongers in the world, and you can't do anything about it, which contributes to a sense of defeatism on their part. They don't believe that anything can be done except maybe share some videos with people. It seems like, or call radio shows like ours. But they actually believe that these people are so powerful, there's no hope. And so why bother continuing to fight for freedom? Let's just hunker down and build a fort in the wilderness and live out the rest of our lives. So but, there's that aspect. Right. Then there's the paranoid aspect of, well, these people will do anything it takes to protect their New World Order. Well, if that's true, because those are the claims that have been made. Oh, they killed Hunter S. Thompson. Oh, they killed so-and-so. Or they killed, you know, this guy who was about to come out with this radical information. Well, if that's true, why don't they take it to its logical end and kill everybody that has something to say about the New World Order? There's Alex Jones, the big proponent of the New World Order, or the idea of it at least, has been on the air for a decade. Take him out!
You know, if they shoot Alex Jones, I'm shutting up.
That's the whole point, though. You see, I have a few friends who are Russian who tell me that in the Soviet Union, when you spoke out like that, they came right after you and took you out.
Mm-hmm.
But in this country, they say the tactic is different. What they do here is they just let you talk and talk and talk until you can't talk anymore, and they ignore you. And that's the tactic they take to make you look like a nut. So we really don't know. But the troubling thing for me, Ian and Mark and everybody, is that it seems like the power in this world is consolidating into fewer and fewer hands all the time. And as bad as we feel about the Federal Reserve System, just about 15 years ago, roughly, somebody could correct me on this, the Bank of International Settlements was created, which is like the central bank of this, also the central bank. So it seems like there's some consolidation going on a global basis in the banking systems. And in the old days, the biggest buildings in our society were churches because they had the most power. And then it was, you know, corporate buildings and government buildings. Mm-hmm. And now it's the banks. Look in the big cities. What the biggest buildings are,
well,
are banks.
I would agree with you that banks do have the biggest buildings. But they aren't full of banks. They're full. They're, you know, commercial properties that they rent out. So they're, you know, it's a commercial property that the bank is investing in. I mean, they may have their name at the top of it, but that's one of the reasons that they invested in the property in the first place,
the
and
prestige.
they hope to see a you know, return on that. Whereas
it's anecdotal, but I'm just saying that there just seems to be, if you really look around, it just seems to be more and more consolidation on a global basis.
I agree.
Of power.
Fiat currency. Bad news.
Right.
I mean, I totally
consolidation, centralization, also bad news.
Exactly.
But that's not what the conspiracy people talk about. They just talk about their conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
They just talk about what these evil people are doing, and we should spread the word about it. They don't propose any solutions beyond bring them up on charges and replace them with some more Republicans and Democrats. And it just seems like they're really spinning their wheels, first and foremost. And secondly, when people come across their messages, they come across as kooks, because all they do is rant and ramble about what they believe in. And
right.
It's incoherent.
You know, I think there's a lot of things to get your mind around in this. If you were really to be exposed to all the information, I think people ramble because there's just so many things to talk about. But I think that if you're going to present a persuasive case about this, you have to stay on point and point out the fact that it's very simple. There's just more and more consolidation of power in this world and less international sovereignty.
It's consolidation of power and government control that needs to be opposed. It doesn't matter if there's a group of people meeting in secret secret camps or rooms about these
things.
That's
right. We're all going to die someday.
Let's go to the phones. Speaking of conspiracy people, it's Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Yeah, hi, hon.
I'm
you in on some things. This has to do with history. You don't seem to understand or know much about your history, but this goes back to the time of Israel, okay?
And everything for you goes back to Israel, Paula.
Well, it does. It goes back. Do you know your history over there and what happened and why?
Why don't you fill me in?
Okay. There were things that you were not told, and there's a website you can go to get the truth, the actual Hebrew translation. The Jews and the Israelites are two different bloodlines, okay?
The Jews and the Israelites are two different bloodlines.
Was not told. Anyway, the thing is, if you remember what happened, we were taken, the Israelites were taken out of Israel by the Jews, okay, the Assyrians, and taken to Babylon. Jesus tried to stop this. This is why he was murdered.
Jesus wasn't Jewish?
Huh?
Oh, boy. Hang on, Paula. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice.
I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Only moments remain in this edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so do enjoy those. They're on us, so we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn about the program. Learn that for as little as $3 a month, you can help support Free Talk Live by helping us get on more radio stations, more internet connections, getting more people exposed to the message of freedom and liberty. And that's what's important, is exposing people to the message of liberty, not to some conspiracy theories, which may have some aspects of truth and some not so true. I think there's a big difference between what we're doing here on this show and what some other people would like us to.
And true or not, believable, I think, is probably more important.
Speaking of unbelievable, we were talking with Paula in Florida, and Paula just made the claim, Mark, didn't she claim that Jesus was not a Jew?
That's what
she
said.
Not a Jew.
Not a Jew.
We were two different, we're from two different fathers. Remember in the Bible when it said there'd be enmity between his seed and her seed?
Yes, they were talking about Abraham's
children,
Ishmael
both,
and Isaac.
There were children on both sides, okay?
Both sides of what?
We are from Seth. We're not from the other two. Okay. Anyway, this fight has been going on from the very beginning. Jesus came to stop this, and they wanted to wipe out the house of Israel.
Who were the children of Cain and Abel then?
Cain and Abel were of Satan himself.
I got you.
There was maternal twins.
So are they running around now?
Yes.
The children
are? They're the Jews and the Edomites.
How do I know who they are?
They're the Jews and the Edomites.
Oh,
matter of fact, there is a gentleman called Avigdor Lieberman that works for the Jewish government. He wants us dead and all the Arabs. It was just in the American Free Press.
Huh.
But what's the relevance of all this?
Huh?
What's the relevance here?
Okay, the relevance is that about the New World Order, there was an article in the New York Times, October 6, 1940, New World Order Pledge to Jews. Remember when Hitler killed all, when the Holocaust happened? I'm going to tell you why that happened. Because I'm from the House of David, and I can tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
It's because when Frederick was on the throne in Germany, which the House of David came through Germany, the Jews talked the people into taking Frederick off the throne. God said, none of David's sons shall ever be taken off their throne. Well, when they did this, this was punishment to the Jews.
Hold on. Are you telling me that Hitler was enacting the word of God on Jewish people?
Do you know what Hitler said? He said, I'm doing this because you killed my Jesus. But
wow.
Anyway.
This is like, whoa, now, this is completely nutso.
Now, Paula, anyway, I've got a couple of friends who claim to be Jewish, and they've never tried to, like, knife me in my sleep. I've actually slept in, under the same roof with several of them.
Were you dressed?
Well, there are some good Jewish times. People. There's some that have found God, okay, and Jesus Christ.
Well, now, there's some of them.
Oh,
but
so wait a minute. They
haven't found Jesus Christ.
They're only good if they found Jesus?
Well, they're supposed to be right with God, and they're not.
And that requires Jesus?
Jesus was from the house of David.
Okay.
How do you know that they're
hey,
not?
I'm just trying to get this all clear, Paula.
Yeah, well, I don't think we'll ever get it clear, because there's always some new factor that she's throwing in.
You're a very complex woman, Paula.
Well, she's...
You're a very complex woman.
Well, I'm just trying to tell you like it is.
I know you are.
So you're telling me that, you're telling me that there's no chance that the Jews could be right, and that maybe you could be wrong as a Christian?
They are Satan's children, and they're in control of our entire government. They're in control.
So you're one of those too. You're one of the Jewish conspiracy theorists
as
well.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to tell you like it is. I'll tell you what. You get a hold of Cook and Spearman, and the whole history of everything of the House of David from the beginning to now.
So what else are they in charge of? Before we let you go, what else are the Jewish people in charge of? Government? What else?
Well, they're in charge of our government and the world, just about. Remember what Satan said to Jesus, I'll give you everything if you worship me? Well, their religion is Babylonian, and they worship him.
So they're in charge of the whole world.
But he just offered that to Jesus. I mean, he hasn't offered it to me, because I know. I would know.
Why do you think they have everything?
But what about, why didn't Satan offer it to me? I'd like to have everything.
Well, they don't have everything.
Him, that's your problem.
Apparently, you've never met any Jews who are poor. They're not all rich banker families.
I've gone to school with some. I've known the rich ones, too. But, I mean, the thing is, I mean, there's a website you need to get on. It's called Kingdom.
All right. That's enough. Thanks for the call, Paula. We appreciate it. Yes, they're taking over the world. They own everything.
Well, you know, maybe we can just get a little delegation together and go negotiate with them, and maybe we can maybe carve off a little piece of the U.S. for our own. If we pay them, you know, we'll pay them a little tribute, and they won't leave us alone.
It's just so nuts. It makes me
it's
sick.
Always the Jews. What the heck did the Jews do?
I don't know, man. I guess it's because they loaned money to people back in the day.
Well, you know what's really interesting about that?
What
is
about
that
killing Jesus? I mean, the Romans did it too. Why don't we hate the Italians?
Yeah, but the Christians actually outlawed usury, so they actually kind of forced the Jews into being the bankers, because the bankers could lend money and do those activities, and the Christians weren't allowed to.
Well, you know, the Jews have been on the periphery of society up until modern history because, you know, people look down on them for whatever reason, and I just don't understand.
I don't either. We have to take each person as an individual. I think when you start painting with a broad brush like that, it's very dangerous.
Since she brought up, she was talking about the conspiracy theories, that she's a believer and all that, and the New World Order is so powerful and they control the world, blah, blah, blah. Well, let's go to Maddox. He's a blogger on the Internet, and he has an interesting rebuttal to the claim that there's this New World Order conspiracy. And he gets apparently a lot of emails, so he posted a web blog about it. And he says that the existence of Dylan Avery is proof that his movie, Loose Change, is total BS. And Dylan Avery is the producer and director of that film. He says, Dylan, the fact that his friends and he and family are alive is proof that his movie is BS. He, along with a couple of his friends, created a 9/11 conspiracy video claiming that the U.S. government and the military caused 9/11. Take a closer look at the last part of that last sentence. He's claiming that the U.S. government, for whatever ends, killed nearly 3,000 innocent Americans and tens, if not hundreds of thousands, of more lives in the conflicts that ensued because of it. Number two, since Dylan's arguing that the government has no problem killing 3,000 innocent people, then this raises the question. If his documentary is true, and we've established that the government has no ethical qualms about killing thousands of its own people, then why wouldn't the government, or in this case the New World Order, kill Avery and his friends as well? What's a few more lives to them to ensure the success of the conspiracy?
Well, Ian, just in all fairness, I'm going to give you the other side of this. If they did kill those people, then everybody would know that they were right.
That's the claim that they always make. And you know what? So what? what if the some conspiracy theorist like Paula sitting in her den in Florida in the middle of nowhere, so she thinks that there's a conspiracy out there? Well, they already think they're right about it. So it really wouldn't do anything more to validate their belief system. But what it would do would cut off, would effectively cut off any sort of media outreach these people have. And that would help prevent the spread of the message.
Right. The spreading of the message would be is dangerous to the New World Order.
Right.
You know, somebody had to come across the message somehow or another.
If it wasn't dangerous, then the messengers wouldn't be spreading it. They're spreading it because they want to bring an end to the
people that call and make these accusations, they didn't come up with these theories on their own. They heard them places, and most of the places they heard them were media sources.
Maddox continues, whatever reason it may be that the government supposedly orchestrated the conspiracy, it must have been worth it to them to cause so much suffering and loss of life. So if there's any truth to this, then you can bet that the government wouldn't let a couple of peckerneck chumps with a couple of Macs and too much time on their hands jeopardize their entire operation by letting this stupid video float around on the internet. I can picture you morons emailing me now, but Maddox, maybe Dylan posted it on the internet before the government had a chance to remove it. Yeah, too bad this rebuttal's inconsistent with the premise of his festival of a movie, that the World Trade Center was brought down in a carefully planned and controlled demolition, and it was pulled off with military precision. Now we're expected to believe the same government that was able to commit the largest terrorist operation in history, with military precision no less, is suddenly too incompetent to sniff out and shut down a little website set up by some college losers within days, if not minutes, of its creation? The U.S. government has the capability to monitor every electronic communication made anywhere in the world, yet we're expected to believe that they wouldn't be able to nix this kid long before his video became popular? He says, I win. There's no conspiracy. Eat my S, losers. Let's go to the phones. It's Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Yeah, I'm with you guys on that.
What's on your mind, Dave?
Well, now, two things. A couple options here. I can tell you about what happened in the courtroom with Elaine. I was there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Dave, you know what? We've got like less than a minute. Can you do it in that amount of time?
Just a couple of quick highlights.
Yeah.
She gave her last arguments, you know, her and she rested. She gave her closing arguments. And at the end of it, I call it the rebel side and the empire side. You know, if you go in one direction, you find all the Rebel Alliance guys. And then you go the next direction, you see all the Galactic Empire guys, the feds. Well, the Rebel Alliance erupted in applause. When she finished her argument.
Great.
And the judge was just furious. He threatened to eject all of us. And I thought you would just be amused by that.
That is amusing.
But of course, it is still a serious situation.
It absolutely is. Is she going back in? Is the jury going to deliberate soon?
The jury starts deliberating tomorrow morning. They did convene the jury to begin speaking with each other late this afternoon.
Keep us up to date, Dave, and let us know what happens. And if you had more, call back tomorrow night and let us know what else you had on your mind. It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
See you online in the meantime. Between now and tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.